last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Yep. Three riders on horseback with mechanical clockwork heads, all carrying Jazales, by the way, horseback on skeletal horses.
Bring it.
Fireball.
Varg is going to rage, and he runs up to the side of this scary, scary Mr. Man.
It reaches up with its hand, sticks fingers in its eye sockets and below its jaw, plucking off its own head, and throws it at you. 35 to hit Varg. 27 is a miss.
Perfect. Two useless turns in a row.
Man, Varg, you are so worthless. Right.
You're not frightened at all.
Hey!
Nice.
Okay.
You're not a scaredy quill.
Look at that.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
I do love you.
You're not acting.
Does a 28 hit?
You disperse vital energy in a 30-foot emanation. Yeah. This targets all living and undead creatures in the burst.
So we're about to do some, we're about to cook.
Let's go.
So that's like 10d6, 12d6?
It's 14d6.
I'll take that.
And if you weren't frightened, that would have been a hit.
Boo.
You don't need to say that. Yeah. I already know.
Exactly.
I already know. So it's 26 a miss or not.
Tell him, Brittany. Tell him.
What's the bonus to hit?
Plus 16.
Okay.
32.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
I can do math. That's what. And look, I already had. Look at this. Like, it's like a little. It's a charcuterie board of dice.
Oh, that's amazing. You had all of
it was so
prepped
full.
And ready.
Yeah, if you would have rolled better, you would have hit.
I thought for sure I was going to get at least one player kill.
No.
In that encounter.
I'm assuming you guys want to loot these things.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Loot them. Yes. Loot them. Loot them.
I need those
so
pants.
Curious.
We will
have.
Do that next week.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where... I read the wrong one. This one's out of date. It says, where lawful good does not mean lawful nice, but they did away with alignment. So now I got to write a new one.
Still
don't take an actual statement.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Proof that a gorgeous jock can fall in love with a theater dweeb. Wait a minute. Is my life just a reverse version of She's All That? Hey, who did you bet that you can make me cool by prom? Was it Duval?
What?
What?
I actually love the movie She's All That. Lainey Boggs, come on.
Are you happy with yourself?
I can't believe I got that all out. Neither can we.
I can't believe that Brittany was a jock.
You were a jock?
What'd you play? I mean, I didn't play anything, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm joking.
That's okay. You can keep your secrets, woman. I'm not going to out you.
I played basketball in middle school, and then I was on dance team.
Jock.
That's not really...
Did you...
Athlete.
Did answer this question. Did you have a Letterman jacket?
Yes.
All right. Were there letters on it?
But you can get letters in anything. It doesn't have to be a sport.
I got letters, but
yes, I had a theater letter.
I'm with you.
My parents are like, you can have the letter, but you're not getting the jacket.
Well, the school gives you the actual letter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, here you go. Yeah. You lettered.
You can do whatever you want with your letter.
You got a $500 jacket.
Yeah.
I lettered in theater. It's fine.
You get the smile now, cry later patch.
Yeah. You know, the comedy tragedy is what...
You're
a thespian. I thought you were a thespian.
Well, thank you. Yes, my agent paid you to say that. Yes, I am.
I know who your agent is, and now he's going to hire me for his next play, not you.
Well, I'm hoping. Well, okay.
You hear that? Let's call him out.
Call him out.
Michael Christopher. We know that you run a theater company.
This guy is amazing.
And now the Thunder Buddies do. And they want to see Duval and I on stage.
We should do a live taping of this show at Michael Christopher's studio. Hey. He's my agent. I'll make it happen.
What just happened?
What just happened?
The beginning of the Dice of Thunder tour.
Prestige.
Worldwide.
You know what just happened is Brittany quit. That's the end of this episode.
Sure, she's the most famous one of us all. She's already on a Twitch stream.
I'm telling you.
I did already do a live.
You did. You are more of an expert at this than any of us.
So, I already blocked that out.
Speaking of live,
live
and Thunder Buddies.
Thunder Buddies.
Greg and I got to meet Thunder Buddy Tim all the way from Oregon.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah. It's a coworker of my wife, and they came up for a work meeting.
You guys remember her?
And then we, my wife.
My wife.
Greg and I got to meet him. We hung out, had dinner, and he gifted us some awesome dye.
Where's mine?
Oh, he said, do not give this to Duvall.
You don't even roll dice, bro. What do you need dice for?
I do roll dice, but not all the time.
Oh, my God. Tim, and Tim.
You roll just as poorly as I do.
Tim, are you sure you're a fan? Yes, you do. Maybe he just hasn't gotten to the part yet where Jordan
Tim,
doesn't roll.
He is
real
a fan.
Dice.
Actually, yeah.
Tell him. Oh, I believe it.
So Greg and I asked him, well, you know, as a fan of the show, what do you want to see more of? What are you liking? What are you not a fan of? And he said one word. Video.
Now I got to cut this whole thing. Let's
go. Good job, Tim.
Tim.
No, I was going
to
say.
I am in my PJs. Pajama. All right. You think I want to change that up every week?
Of course.
Absolutely not.
Makes you endearing.
No.
To
there
the
will not be any hard pants involved with this no recording.
Tim actually binge listened to us once he was introduced to the show. And I said, is the show. Like, you did binge it, but is it like a bingeable show? And he's like, totally.
Wow.
So it was just really cool.
So Tim
marks
also said, without saying it, that we don't need video.
That's not what he said.
No, he's saying both and.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to say, I binge listened to our cold opens for the last five shows, and Brittany's gold.
Yeah.
Like, when she says things, it's hilarious. And so, shout out, sis.
Thanks
like
so it. Much.
Keep bringing it. You are not.
It's easy to make fun of him.
I absolutely hate it. I hate it. I hate how funny she is.
Okay.
It drives me insane. We've had this conversation before, her and I, where I say things like, I try to be funny with people. I think that it is a good thing to be humorous. And I'm like a dork about it because I am. It's just in me. And then she doesn't have to try at all. And not only that, but she's funnier than all of us.
When you got it, you got it. Oh, and we should do video.
There it is.
I'll do a live performance at the theater in Olympia before I do any video.
Oh, you don't even know what you just said, bro.
That'd be fun.
I'm serious.
You don't even know what you just said.
Make it happen. Duvall?
It's already happening.
Thunder Buddy Zeke.
Why is it already happening? For the what? This is a business that I own and control.
What do you mean?
For the record, Thunder Buddy Zeke has been asking for a live show since day one.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody whose name is Zeke should get what they want.
Didn't he move to Texas?
He
Zeke, are you going to fly
he
back
comes
for
back.
The show?
Zeke would.
I know
he comes
he would.
Back regularly.
Okay.
Yep.
I just saw him a couple weeks ago.
Don't be afraid of success. Fly
I'm
towards
not
the sun,
of
baby.
Success.
Fly
I'm afraid of video cameras. Just straight out do not. Because this show is edited.
You're a handsome guy.
For a good reason. Sometimes I say real bad, horrible, stupid crap.
What he's saying is
it needs
he needs
to be
a,
cut out. It
yeah,
needs
filter.
Video, we edit can, the video?
You can edit the video, but then, like, you know.
You got two video editors here. Do you edit video?
Oh, y'all
I have.
If now, well, hold on a second. We'll hold on. Oh, we just opened up a whole new box.
Okay.
If y'all are going to do the recording of the video and the editing of the video, I'm all for it.
We just put one, two,
I am not
three.
Trying to sign up for all this
one,
extra
two,
work.
Three.
See? Angles. Look at that.
You want? You guys want? No,
you know
all this is volunteering me to do more.
We should get an intern. Yeah, just a grad student out there somewhere eating ramen and bologna.
An unpaid internship.
Not the best combo. By the way.
We do have a little workstation over here for them.
Boom.
Right
that's
in
true.
Front of the soundboard.
Yeah.
And an extra microphone.
Look at that.
Look at that.
They can do all the deep
voices. They can do voices.
We
work.
Need our own sweep up.
Hey.
That's our intern voice.
I'm the intern. Stefan.
Stefan.
Stefan the intern.
Stefan
Urkel? Urkel.
What do you want from me? I have millennial parents, okay? They name me Stefan.
I'm scared to talk to people.
What's this, man?
Well, he's making eye contact.
I like board games more than I like most people.
Wait. I like board games more than I like. Dang it, Greg.
He's finally getting the hint.
We don't want to add work to you, but we definitely
for
should figure that out.
I have unwrapped board games sitting.
Oh, I know how you live.
All right.
Yeah.
You mean unopened?
No, I mean the cellophane is still on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unwrapped. Unopened.
Yeah, unopened. Unwrapped means you opened it.
Whatever.
It's not wrapped
just
anymore.
Take my word and make it a different word, Greg.
I don't think you know what this word means.
Somebody's pulling over drool on themselves trying to figure this out.
Why do you keep using this word?
You keep using this word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Inconceivable!
Don't say that, Fezzik. Fezzini. I always say Fezzik. Fezzini.
You have to... You have to use the Andre the Giant filter.
Don't say that, Vasimi.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Please.
That's really good.
Now say, which way my way?
Which way my way?
Little when do you know he's got the script the in front of him.
Take the rock.
He is only mostly
his,
dead.
The moment his head comes in view, hit him with the rock! My way, not very sportsmanlike.
Why do you have to yell?
That's enough.
That's so
I love
good.
It, though.
We're having a good time. Oh. How am I going to... I got to bring all this crap down to Olympia and put it on... Yeah, all right.
Don't organize yourself out of a good thing, okay?
I'm happy here providing this story in this studio and the thing that we provide for the Thunder Buddies. They love it.
Okay.
They share it. They talk about it. They get excited about it. Yes, I want it to continue to grow, you know.
Last thing I'll say.
But not every one of our Thunder Buddies can go to a theater in Olympia.
Exactly. It makes it exclusive. Think about it. It's called marketing. Listen, check it out.
Sorry, Sweden.
Think of this. A guy came from another country to tell us about his love of the show.
Who are you talking about?
Tim.
Oh, Tim came from Oregon.
That's what I said. So bad he can tell us.
Okay. I'm like, dang it, these guys got to meet one of our international listeners before I did.
Oh. Yeah.
The fame went straight to their head.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we're not a video podcast. We're a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play podcast featuring the Outlaws of Alkenstar Adventure Path by Paizo.
Yeah.
When last we left the Shumfall of Five, somehow, some way, through miraculous dice rolling, they were able to absolutely waffle stomp 3 Doolahan.
Shumfall of Five.
Yeah, I know. You can do it. Do it. Yeah.
Shumfall of Five. Shumfall of Five. Shumfall
of Five. Thank you, Andre.
It's not the doula.
Doolahans are like the headless horsemen from Sleepy Hollow is a Doolahan. That's how bad those monsters are. And you guys steamrolled 3 of them.
Boom. Yeah.
They were also augmented by clockwork.
They were a little scary.
And had keen guns, but I couldn't roll 119. I can crit on a 19 or 20 with those guys. So there the Shumfall of Five stand. Maybe a little stressed out from that encounter. It was kind of crazy. They're in the middle of a dead spot in the middle of the desert, right? There's a very scared young woman hiding behind her cows, trembling, and sees that these 3 monsters have been dealt with. And Dash pokes her head up out of the sand and says, where did they come from? Do you think they're gone? Oh my gosh, I gotta get out of here.
Wait, Dash, we took care of the threat. Do not run. You're safe.
I don't know. This place is suddenly not what it used to be. You know, it used to be relatively safe because everyone was afraid of it, and now I understand why. Maybe they should be. This is intense, and where are my friends?
Where are your friends?
Could these 3 be your friends?
Oh gosh.
Break it to her gently.
That sounds awful.
Is there a way to do a check to see if they are?
I will remind you, their contents of their bodies, all these monsters, they
like vaporized.
Poofed into a cloud of brimstone.
Okay.
But saddlebags and the stuff that was on the horses all sort of fell to the ground.
Oh.
So those are all still laying on the ground.
Okay.
You may have forgotten that.
Yes, I've forgotten that.
I'm the rogue. Amazing GM. So I reminded
you're
you.
Super humble,
can
too.
Can we check it out?
Most humble.
I'd like to loot the saddlebags, clothing, etc., whatever's left behind, and then also do a check to see if we can confirm if these were Dash's friends.
You go through the saddlebags, and there's mostly mundane traveling gear inside, but not the kind of thing that undead would need to move around.
Not a good sign.
You also find a grim trophy. Go ahead, Greg. Look it up. What's a grim trophy? And while you're looking that up, you also find a journal.
Is it Kairos' journal?
No.
You mean to read the grim trophy?
Oh, you got it up already.
I got it.
Look at that.
This talisman comes in many forms, most often a severed piece of a humanoid creature displayed in some gruesome manner. When you activate this trophy, select two targets and compare your intimidation check results to both of their DCs. That's pretty cool. So this is you're attempting an intimidation check or to coerce or demoralize. I mean, this you would activate before you roll as a free action.
So it allows you to do that to more than one target. The demoralize action specifically says you can only do that against one target.
Right.
This is a talisman. So it's affixed to your armor. Talismans are one and done, if I remember correctly.
It is a consumable, so it is consumable. One and done.
One and done.
Varg would love to have
this. Yeah, let's put it on Varg.
Yeah, you're like the tank.
I think Kyra should have it. Just kidding.
I'm so far away.
It makes perfect sense that Varg would have it.
Intimidate is also an action that can be given to Kal-El.
Ooh.
Oh.
Who has his own intimidation skill.
Which I think is higher than Varg's.
I think Luton's intimidation is the highest in the group, but...
Because her charisma is so high.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Plus 14 on Luton.
Plus 14. Mm-hmm. It's maxed out.
What about Kal-El?
Kal-El is Hero Lab plus 9.
Kal-El is Hero Lab.
Intimidation plus 9?
Yeah.
I thought it was higher than that.
He's a jaguar. Doesn't have doesn't have a lot of charisma. Doesn't study in the School of Arts and Sciences. Alkenstar. I'm sorry.
Christopher, of the breaks in my
speech pattern. Upsetting you.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
You thought the Shatner pause was bad.
Christopher, if I may.
Continue.
Does intimidation affect Kal-El's roar? What's the roar
thunder
called?
He gets
a bonus to it when it's cast on him. Because it affects him like an aura. No. Demoralizing, or what's it, the roar. What's it called?
It's called Rar.
It is called Rar.
Yes, it is.
Thundering Dominance gives him a bonus to his intimidation rolls. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well,
we can do a roll-off for it, because I think either myself or Kal-El having it would be good.
I think Varg could have it.
There you go.
All right.
Dang it.
It's on Varg's armor.
He really wants to roll off. I just roll die anyway.
So that's okay, let's roll. Talisman.
It's a grim trophy. It's a talisman.
Okay, we're going to roll, but...
Which will be...
She's going to win and then pass it to you.
19.
Oh, man, yeah. I only got 11 with my real die.
You're right. That was much better.
You got to train harder for your Pokemon.
That's what it is. Roll a digital die just to see if it rolls a nat 20.
It's going
to
be a 45.
I'd love to.
I would love for you to, just because it's fun.
18.
Oh, that's close, yeah.
That's passable.
That's commendable.
Still an L.
Yeah. Own it.
Take the L.
Okay, so it goes on your armor.
Yeah.
Just like you change.
Talisman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is called?
Grim Trophy.
Correct.
Exactly what it sounds like.
What type of grotesque thing does it look like?
Like a hand or
an aged knuckle.
It is a string of tongues.
Ew.
Yes.
Yummy.
Varg is trying very hard not to eat it.
It's just sort of it's like a candy necklace.
Yeah, you just hear it is like a candy necklace.
Just sort of chewing on it.
You just hear him go. You just hear him go.
That is disgusting.
So nasty.
I don't like this at all. Well, the Grim Trophy's been fun, but there's a journal, guys.
Let's
read the journal.
Isn't that the thing?
Yes.
So this is the thing.
Who wants to read it?
I read it.
All right. Kairos, you crack the journal open. I need you to make a will save.
Ooh. So glad I didn't open that. I'm good at will saves, though. Well, it says I'm a master.
Master.
That's 26 total.
26? That's all you got?
That's what it says.
All right, you're fine.
What happens to me?
The journal is written in some kind of code.
Ooh.
It's gibberish.
But nothing we recognize?
It's written in common lettering.
Oh.
But in a gibberish fashion.
Code is in like it's a cipher.
It's a cipher.
Ooh.
That's correct.
Can we roll to see if anyone can decipher it?
Yeah. You can roll.
Arcana?
No, it would be like a society check.
Yeah.
Okay. I below society, but I'm going to roll anyway.
Or if you were like trained in languages or something crazy.
Yeah, if you had like language lore, that would apply.
16. Probably 16. Not.
You guys are passing this book around, trying to decide what it says, and you hear Dash say, wait a minute, that book looks familiar.
Oh, no.
Can I see it?
No. Just kidding. Yes.
You hand it to her?
It's in Kairos's hand. Oh, no, I get it.
Well, you guys have been passing it around trying to...
Yes, here it is, but be careful.
She takes it and runs away as... No, I'm kidding.
No!
Oh, I was like, I will. Kairos takes an arrow and puts it right between her shoulder blades.
I'm on one today. She looks at it, and immediately upon receiving it from you, she gets this sad countenance, her shoulders slump, and she says, This belonged to my friend Jesse.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid that these three riders were...
Your friends, yeah.
Yeah. Emil, Anna, and Jesse.
Wow.
Let's see what it says.
We are heartbroken for your loss.
I really appreciate that.
I wonder if... So they were obviously turned into these creatures.
Maybe.
Or they're trophies.
So...
The item was a trophy.
Dash starts reading Jesse's journal.
Okay.
There are daily entries and multiple entries throughout the day. And she flips to the back and recognizes the entry of the day that Dash left to go get these cattle. She left her three friends in this dead spot with all of the merchandise. And they were supposed to wait for a contact. And that's where she starts reading from the journal. And she says, okay, here I can see where... I left... to go get the cattle, okay. They waited around for a couple of hours, which makes sense with the timeline that I thought. And here it says that their contact showed up. A skinny person, couldn't tell if they were a man or a woman, referred to themselves as Parsis.
Oh.
Okay.
And said that we were to follow them to the gunworks. And
to
then
the gunworks?
That's what this first entry says. So it goes on. And she writes about the journey with this Parsis person, that they're very strange, asking a lot of questions about where did we grow up and what do we eat throughout the day when we're on the trail like this, and how do we get along with the mana storms? Just some odd questions somebody who's not from this area, I think. I don't know. Anyway, she keeps describing the trip and talks about how Parsis was odd. Always trying to observe them when they weren't looking. You could catch Parsis staring, and that's what she's writing down. Just, I caught Parsis staring at me again.
Hmm.
Oh, here we go. This is interesting. They make it all the way to the gunworks. That's miles from here. And it says that they dropped off all the goods and all of the pyronite supplies that you guys talked about. And then the last entry says that they were staying at a saloon inside the gunworks.
Did they give the name of the saloon?
Called the Last Stop.
Ominous.
And then that's it. After they stayed at the Last Stop saloon, they made their way back here to the Dead Stop to meet with me. The whole time they were talking about how weird that encounter was with Parsis, and they arrived here at the Dead Spot, well, judging by this entry, she said just a few hours ago.
A few hours?
So they had already arrived and...
Well, that makes sense. That's what I was expecting to show up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was expecting to show up with the cattle and they would already be here. And the last entry in her journal says that that's what happened. But I don't know what happened after that. They're obviously not here and these creatures have her journal. And
how do we know what happened in the last hour?
I think we should consult the water.
Consult the water?
That's right.
Like in Lord of the Rings?
Luton would like to cast Misty Memory.
Yeah. Okay.
Of the way.
Please explain.
Have I read the description yet?
Will you read the description?
Some say water holds memories or impressions of the past, and you can raise those memories to the surface to glimpse recent events. When you cast this spell, you fix your mind on an amount of time in the past up to 24 hours ago. A mist rises from the target body of water, but for Luton, she can pull water from the air for this?
Right? Maybe. Does your staff of water have the create water?
I can create
cantrip?
Water. Either way, ooh, there will be water.
Okay. I guess we're playing Dungeons and Dragons now.
I think I had prior permission from the GM.
I think you have the create something. Water cantrip on your staff of water, which is why the GM said that you could do that.
Okay. That's fair enough.
That staff had a lot of spells on it.
Brittany gets a lot of crap out of the GM.
That GM was very helpful.
Like, yeah. Once 9 p.m. rolls around, Brittany can pretty much get whatever she wants out of the GM.
Any creature who can see the area can observe the images produced, which are a translucent white color and detailed enough to show a silhouette, outline, or contour of creatures and objects that pass through the area and the motions they took. fine details such as facial features or written letters are too precise for the mist to form, and the scene is silent.
Okay. So we're getting cast create water and sprinkle the area with mist. It seeps into the soil and the around the dead spot. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I pull it back up.
Yeah.
And read it.
And that's exactly
the water memories.
Exactly what you do. And you pull up maybe too far back because you don't see anything, and you start waving your hands and fast forwarding through the image over the last 24 hours. You move forward through time. There's no one there. There's no one there. And then you see three figures on horseback ride into the space where you're all standing. But it's this mist that has taken shape and now is a projection of these three cowboys. And Dash says, "Oh my gosh, that's them. I'd recognize that tall horse. That's Emil's. And I recognize Jesse's trench coat and Anna's stupid hat. She was always wearing that thing. It's folded up on one side. Like, that's silly.
I love that look.
We're not from Arcadia.
It's fashion. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's a fashion risk, okay? So you recognize these three?
Yeah, that's them. Look, and watch. And they get down off horseback, and they start to make a camp. Like, they're going to wait for something. And you can see in the image that they're talking to each other animatedly. But you can't hear anything, right? They're having some kind of discussion.
Luton, turn the volume up.
The sound doesn't come through.
Does it seem like angry?
No, just an animated discussion among his friends. Like, no, they're not doing the Shumfollow chant, unfortunately. They're not part of your gang.
I was just curious to see if Shumfollow reached it to the dead spot.
Luton waves her hand and moves the scene forward in time, and a fourth figure walks into the scene.
Whoa.
And it's a thin, frail looking person who's carrying a staff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of this staff is a swirling, unknown feature. You can't make it out because of the details from the spell aren't specific, but it doesn't look natural.
Okay.
And then the three cattle rustlers turn around and they look apprehensive. They're putting up their hands. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can tell that's what they're saying as they're backing away from this person. And then one of them steps forward and puts their hand on their hip. Dash says, "That's Jessie. She was always the bravest." And as that happens, six tendrils of energy seep out from the orb at the end of the staff. They hit the three cattle rustlers. They hit the horses. And you see them all get lifted up into the air. And then the energy reverses flow. And it's getting pulled back into the staff. And these people, their bodies desiccate. The horses turn into skeletons. And then the last thing that happens, whoever this thin figure is, walks up to all three of them and beheads them. That's not where it ends, because then they reach into a pack and pull out three skulls, place one on top of each person, and then all three of these ghastly figures who were just recently alive climb on top of their skeletal horses and ride off with this thin person.
Parsis.
That is 100% Parsis. But now he's got a staff. He's just chopping people's heads off and turning them into ghosts.
The next thing that you see with the vision is Dash showing up with 100 head of cattle. And then the scene from last week starts, where the four of you roll up, and you know what happens after this.
Wow.
Dang.
This must be Parsis.
You know what, GM? You get a hero point.
You get a hero point. That was great.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. You know? Good job.
Wow. Okay.
So whoever this was, Parsis, according to Jesse's journal, it was Parsis.
The description, I mean, we don't know Parsis' exact description, but it fits. From what you described, from what you heard, fits a necromancer.
Everything we've heard, the tall, the skinny. Now, from that, we couldn't see the pale, dark eyes stuff. But
Varg, after seeing this misty memory.
That was pretty cool, by the way.
Yeah, that was really cool. Great idea,
helpful,
Brittany.
Right?
Yeah.
Brittany. Great idea, Brittany.
Thanks. Brittany actually gets a point.
Yeah. Well deserved. After Varg sees this finish, he feels very sad for Dash because he assumes that these friends are like Dash's clan. So he takes it very personally and he empathizes with her. "I'm going to put you out of your misery." No, he's going to say very solemnly, he's going to say, "Dash, I'm so sorry. I know how this must feel, losing family, clan like that. I'm sorry for your loss."
Does he howl at the moon?
He's a hyena, not a wolf.
Hyenas okay. don't howl.
My bad.
Yeah.
Get it. He starts laughing at the moon.
They crow.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have your Kairos button on when you did that?
No, did that. That's from, from my belly button right there.
His vocal cords are slowly starting to change into Kairos.
He's becoming his kid. Yeah. Going full method on us.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't bathed in months.
That's good.
Look at those quills.
Yeah,
on
you should
butt.
See the quills growing out of his head. So Dash says one last parting thing to you guys. Says, I think I'm just going to go. I don't want to be here anymore. My friends were literally killed right here. I've got a job to do. And she turns around, starts rounding up the cattle, gets up on her horse and little pony, and starts trotting them back towards Alkenstar.
May the sun and moon shine bright and always light your path.
Oorah. That was pretty metal.
Yeah.
That's Darnera's thing, you know?
May the sun and moon ever light your path. Yeah. Some speed metal. Maybe that'll be Duncan's next theme song.
Yeah.
It's the speed metal version of our theme song.
Okay, so we need to get to the gunworks.
Well, now, we're in a what do you do situation. What do you want to do?
Yeah, that's where the stuff is. That's where the goods got dropped.
That's where they left, and we got record of that from the journal, so...
Did the undead horses leave any tracks?
Yes.
So we could follow the tracks.
Well, I mean, we know where the gunworks is. Maybe not from here.
You would know where the gunworks are from where you're at.
From where we're at, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a well-known location, so you can infer that from the coordinates you were given without a survival check.
And do we know roughly how many miles that is? Like how long of a travel?
I think it's 10 miles-ish from where you're at. The dead spot's halfway between the gunworks and Alkenstar City, which are 20 miles apart.
Are the horse tracks coming from the gunworks direction?
That I will need a survival check for.
Well, let's roll some freaking survival checks then.
I'll roll that as well.
Mm-hmm. It could be a primary with some aid. A desert lore would also work.
Natty 20, baby.
Oh, boy. Hey, here we go.
So I rolled a 30.
So you can see two sets of horse tracks. One of them goes off into the distance a short way, stops, and then just stays there, and then comes back.
Huh.
So you assume, and those are the most recent tracks. So that was... The three headless riders.
Oh, two sets of tracks. Yes, I thought you meant two horses.
No, two sets of groups of tracks.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of them is the most recent form, and they go off in a random direction a half a mile or so and stop behind a low hill waiting in ambush.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. The other set does head in the direction of the gunworks, I should say, is coming back from the direction of the gunworks.
This is the set of tracks we must follow. This
yeah,
is
I think
the one.
We should check out the last stop.
Let's do it.
Indeed. In the saloon. Yeah.
So you have a caravaneer on the edge of the dead spot waiting for you.
Perfect. I thought he left. I was like,
nope,
he
didn't leave.
Walk.
So it's up to you guys when you want to do this as well. So
I'm really down on hit points. Is that something I can heal on the way? I guess I wouldn't know that. That's a weird question.
A 10-mile trip at normal movement speed is about a 4-hour trek. So you could get 4 treat wounds along the way. Or don't you have a thing,
I have a thing
that can make you that you can do it more often, or is that your cleric in our home campaign?
No, that's this one. I just gotta maybe. That might be our head. No,
that's
our home game. That's
our
cleric.
Home game, yeah. Never mind. Oops.
We in a hurry? Like could we rest and
you can camp out here?
Do like a full rest and recover.
You can camp out here. You can find another place to camp. You can go back to Alkenstar and find a different method of travel.
What do you guys think?
Can
you
make sure it's safe to camp here?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know that it's
do you hear
the music?
Safe out here.
There's some
what happened? Do you hear the music?
We camped in worse, okay?
Yeah.
There, if you're camping on the wilderness, there are some checks that you do in order to determine your own safety.
Such as?
Nature?
Survival.
Oh.
How many spells are you guys down? Do we need to take a long rest or just need to do some battle or treat wounds on me?
I'm down quite a few. Yeah, I'm down.
Then maybe we should rest.
There were some 69. There were some holy lights used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to roll survival.
To camp here?
Yeah. And I got a 28 total on survival.
Are you guys camping here?
Yeah.
Let's camp here.
Okay.
What else do you want us to roll?
A stealth check to hide from enemies.
I would love to roll that.
That can be aided. It's one.
All right, I'd like to aid, please.
One with an aid.
23.
Nice.
So that is an aid. Or I'm assuming Darnayru was the primary.
27.
Yeah. That's an critical success. What's your training level in stealth?
T.
Plus two, so plus three to your roll.
Plus three to my roll?
T for expert.
I'm also trained, is expert. That not?
That you didn't crit.
Oh, I didn't crit. Okay.
Yeah.
So I could add how many?
Three.
Okay, so me, I rolled a 26 plus three, so 29. 29,
okay.
Can I roll a desert lore? I don't know if that's going to help me at all.
Not
here,
to but, hide from. Okay. You could.
Could you tell us?
You could aid the survival check to determine if this is a safe place. You can roll that now. Yeah, we could just add one more to Duval's cool. roll.
Look at him, real dice roll.
What about a nature check?
Nature, I don't know.
Okay.
To you can. I don't want to say no because I think that's fine. Survival has more to do with setting up camp. You could use. Yeah. You could do nature to forage for, you know. Food and water.
Or, Luton, what is that bug over there?
That would definitely be for nature. It's more of an identification skill.
Let me check.
A recall, a knowledge skill.
28.
Okay.
27 to a...
Hey. All right, so that's two that's more two onto more. Your roll. Was it 30 total then? Was it a 28?
It was a 28, so that's 30 total, yes.
You guys set up a camp.
Yeah.
And you roll out the bedrolls, pitch the tent, the whole... thing, set up a little campfire.
Make some ramen noodles.
Luton is able to scavenge enough resources from the surviving blasted desert to make a stew and help out with some of Darnayru's healing that way.
Dash could have left a cow, but whatever.
So day fades into night and the sun goes down. You do this out of the dead spot or do you do it in the dead spot?
I would go back to where the caravan people is, where it's safer.
Okay.
Yeah. Where the Uber is.
So the caravan the caravaneer also sets up a camp with you guys,
there
right?
There we go.
And
I like that.
He's got some cooking pots and stuff that he sets up. And you guys are all sitting down around the campfire.
Yeah, and the caverneer starts telling us ghost stories and singing bards.
He says he's all tuckered out and goes to bed.
Ah, dang it.
What song does he sing?
He's asleep.
50 Cent in the club.
Fantastic.
He starts doing that.
I don't feel like that's enough of a bop for a campfire song.
Oh.
Sorry.
Do better.
Yeah. Yeah, do better, Duval.
I'll try.
Oh, were you talking to me?
Yeah.
That's rude.
I'll do better. Night's rest?
You can hit that button once. But, Jordan, you want to hit us with the healing music, too? We can get everybody's hit points together. And all right, we're back. Everyone's healed up, giving them the night's rest. And all their hero points reset back to the
I had three.
I had three as well.
So did I.
Oh, you guys did so good.
Back down to one.
Well,
you're always so excited to give us a night's rest.
Now you know why. Because of the old hero point house rule.
That just clicked.
You're like, sleep it off, bro.
Sleep it off. Reset them HPs. So you guys are camping.
We're camping.
What do you do?
Varg is looking. He's being very quiet, unusually quiet, because Varg's a talker. He's staring into the fire, and he's been silent ever since, looking into the mist that Luton conjured. Seeing what happened to Jesse, Emil, and I forget the third one.
Anna.
Thank you. Hero point.
Well, that was quick.
Minus one.
All right. Yeah, he's just being very quiet and just kind of staring into the fire. Not really talking to anybody.
I scoot, Darnayru scoots over and sits down next to Varg and hands him some of the food that Luton found and says, Varg, you seem to be lost in thought. Is there anything you would like to get off your mind?
Varg will take the food. Thank you, my friend.
Kumbaya.
Oh my gosh, get out of here.
Once praying, Lord, kumbaya.
You pick up the bang out of version.
Wow, that's the caravan leader singing in the back.
Oh yeah.
Kumbaya.
He's still laying down, but he sees us talking, so he starts to sing to set the mood.
Just has a full orchestra piano in the back of the caravan.
So no, he's got an accordion.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Come on.
So Varg was to say it after seeing that the memories in the mist, I can't help thinking about the clan I left behind to hunt down my wretched sister. Before I found you, I'm beginning to wonder if I made a mistake. I don't know what's happened to them, what I'm missing out on, where they are now, who's still alive. I just can't help but wonder.
But didn't they kick you out so you had no choice?
Is that what I I don't know. That shouldn't be it.
Darnanur thought you got kicked out of the clan.
Bristlebane was exiled for wanting to and taking some of Varg's old clan with her into the Mana Wastes.
They took the way of the mutation.
The way of the mutation. And
so you were sent Varg, to bring justice.
No, Varg left willingly.
Tell me, Varg.
You know what?
I'm asking you questions as Darnayru.
Darnayru should tell Varg's backstory.
Darnayru, I do not remember your backstory. I'm asking.
After Bristlebane was exiled for pursuing the way of the mutation, you may recall me telling you this many episodes ago. I left willingly to hunt her down, to make a name for myself, to finally take my rightful place as leader, to bring her down. Mm. But now I miss them.
That is very heavy. I can understand why you would miss them. Slightly trying not to be offended that you don't love us more, but...
Don't get me wrong. You are my clan now. But I grew up with these other Kolo.
Well, I feel like... I agree, you are our clan now. We are your clan. But that does not mean that you cannot visit, does it? Can you not go see your previous clan and family?
It would take time to hunt them down. They're always on the move, but they're somewhere out there in the Moengi.
Well, if anyone can find them, I believe it's you.
I know the Moengi like the back of my hand. After this mission, we will find them together. We will unite as one.
And as your clanmate as well, I am with you.
What about you, Luden?
You're on your own.
Yeah. Yes, we can help you find your family. And we don't take offense that you would like to see your old clan members.
Kumbaya.
That is true, though. I have not seen my family in a very long time either. So it is giving me some things to consider. But I have not been, since I've left, I've not been close with them. It's been... A lot has transpired since being marked as a thief. Granted, that's what I am. That's what I was, with much worse purposes before. But a lot has passed. Maybe I might be more welcomed.
A lot has transpired, and witnessing the young cattle rancher's loss has made me too mindful of family.
And upon Kairos saying that, he'll quickly say,
"Thank you, my friends, for your support. It means... the world to me."
But he looks at Kairos.
"But I believe I can put off my own desires. As our friend Kairos, his need is more immediate. We must find out what happened to his father after we settle this business in Alkenstar."
Oh my gosh.
He ruined it.
Now you know how it feels.
Oh.
The singing of that song reminds me of home.
Nice. Never misses a beat.
The Moengi National Anthem.
Is that the episode title?
Yes. Oh. Song from the hills. I miss it so. You are valiant. Thank you, Varg.
It is my honor.
What will we do about this apparition, this... skinny character with sunken eyes and a mystical staff? How will we achieve our goal, team?
Hootie hoo.
Well, we definitely need to get to the gunworks and inquire about where these Pirate Knight ingredients have ended up and ask questions at the last stop.
Mm.
I agree. There's dark magic afoot. Luton, we must prepare our spells for the battle ahead.
Yes. Let us meditate.
Ooh.
Why does it sound like that?
It makes me so uncomfortable.
I guess passing the ball back to me?
I love this. No.
Not yet.
Yeah. Varg has said his piece.
I can't find my good map of
Greg is.
Galarian, because like the one that tells me the cities on the continents.
I usually just do Google search for Galarian interactive map.
Interactive, that's the word I was missing.
Gotta go to nerdmap.com.
Nerdmap.
Yeah.
.com. For all your nerd map needs.
Do you guys have anything else you want to cover here?
Just a brief spot for our sponsor of today's show, Nerdmap.
Nerdmap.com.
Nerdmap. You must use longitude and latitude only.
HomestarRunner.net. It's .com.
Homestar.
Runner.
Because stop stealing other people's ideas.
They're great, though.
They are.
I mean, Varg's entire persona is based on Strong Bad, so. Maybe not entire persona, but.
A little bit of Strong Mad in there.
There's some Strong Mad in there?
Yeah, a little Strong Mad.
I don't know.
No, that's strong sad.
Strong Sad.
Yeah.
Strong Mad is.
Oh, rah, Strong rah, Mad is, yeah. Rah, rah, no neck.
No words.
Yeah,
no
neck. Yeah.
Back in the glory days of the internet.
He carves out
no neck, no words. This sounds like my PE teacher from fifth grade. Smell like bourbon. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Process your trauma with us, bro.
No, it was trauma. He was an awesome guy.
We are around the campfire.
Bad at dodgeball, though.
He played hitball instead.
Just got mad.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Oh, because he got hit?
You know, if I was a freaking X-Man, my X-Man name would be Vibe Killer.
Your name would be Magneto.
Magneto's cool. Vibe Killer, all he does is say some stupid crap to kill the vibe. It's a mutant power. I have it.
Think about how that could change the battlefield.
You know what?
Killing the vibe. Killing the battlefield.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's useful in certain situations.
Yeah.
Definitely not when you're hosting a podcast.
Well.
Just go with that.
You're doing good, though.
Yeah, sure. International fans over here. None of them want to see me. They want to see you guys, but that's fine.
Not me. Everyone has had a rendezvous with the fan except for Duval.
You work with a fan.
Yeah, you work with a Thunder Buddy.
You're talking about headquarters of the fan club. That's right. What are you talking? I got an email this week of a Dice of Thunder like logo emblazoned on someone's motorcycle. Do any of you own a motorcycle? No.
I wonder how that person got that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I forgot I'm awesome. Thank you, guys.
That better be real.
It is. I'll show you.
It is.
It's real. Why haven't I seen this yet?
Because I'm selfish.
Okay.
I don't like to share
just
my
over
toys.
Here killing vibes.
Right?
This is how I do. That is my mutant power.
This comes in and goes, nah.
No.
Nah.
You want to hear something cool? No.
You want to see something cool? There you go.
Ooh, nice.
He's moving his PC screen. He's got like a crank on it.
You have to do that with an Apple monitor.
He's got a crank on it. And it's all steampunk.
You all get a hero point except Duval.
Hey! Yeah.
Deal with it.
Aw.
Well, I did wonder, since we're sitting around a campfire, if Kairos had any stories. Kairos, tell us an adventure of your life.
Yeah, Kairos.
What is something that has happened to you?
As a baby Shisk, we would play a game.
What do you call a baby Shisk? A little shisk?
Yeah.
A little shisker?
Yeah.
A wee shisk. As a wee shisk, we played a game. And once I won the game, it's about counting quills. And you line up all the quills, and you count them.
Which only translates in their culture. Because if you tried to do that with an Amaran, it would take a very
Someone
long time.
Someone would steal.
Yep.
Oh, whoa.
It's not a person. It's not a thing.
Whoa.
No, it's not a thing, Bark. Chill out. Just saying.
I am not offended.
You count the quills, and I was the fastest counter. And because I was the fastest counter, I was rewarded with my first spell.
Oh.
Yes. The prestidigitation spell. It's my favorite spell. And I've never used it in this game.
No.
That's
you
not true. Once on the bridge.
You used it.
You,
when
you
I was
used
on fire.
It to effect and put
in the bar.
Darn Iru. No, on the bridge. On the bottleneck bridge.
I used it one time on the bottleneck bridge.
Oh, I'm not cutting that.
I remembered, but I forgot.
Nice.
I remembered. I still have the burn marks.
Yes, I remember that. That was great.
Tell us about how we got those burn marks, Kairos.
Well,
there was a barrel involved.
There was a barrel, and I used the presence.
Oh, man. Thunder Buddies, it doesn't feel like you're sitting at the table with us yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, so this is how you get your first spell?
Yes, because of the Weeshisk, they want to make it safe for you to try magic. So you do simple things like try to tie a shoe around your feet, or count shisk quills, climb mountains.
That's
easy things.
But this is cool. This is a rite of passage for you. Amaran are similar.
Oh, tell me more.
Amaran have a rite of passage that they are, when they become of age, they have to do, for the first time ever, go on their own. and to accomplish a goal set by their parents.
What is that age?
Got him. Hero point.
That wasn't my intention. No,
it's in my backstory. I can't remember. I think it's 16.
Okay.
So Thunder Buddies, do my homework for me.
Got him!
16. But what happened for me is a big piece of onyx was hidden in a very high place, and was hidden in such a way the only way you could see it is when the moonlight hit it specifically. And I was tasked with finding this piece of onyx stone. And I was told to use everything that I'd been trained by my mentors and my parents on how to find this. And it was my first rite of passage. I was not considered an adult until I found this. And you see these onyx earrings that I have in my ears?
Yes, I do.
They came from that very stone.
Fascinating.
That's cool.
I left one point out of the story. I counted 1,000,000 quills.
Whoa.
Yes, whoa.
1,000,000?
Give me a hero point.
You want a hero point for counting your own body hair?
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely not. I'm not rewarding that.
The 1,000,000 quills I counted were the quills of all the elders of all the villages.
So you want a hero point for counting your grandpappy's body hair?
Ever throughout this
and his
time.
Grandpappy's body hair?
It was amazing.
Do you know how long it takes to count to 1,000,000?
Well, if you're magical, it doesn't take that long at all.
Oh, he said he was the fastest counter of them all.
Yes.
How many seconds are in 1 day? Just out of curiosity, 86,400 is the answer. So it would take you 14 days to count to 1,000,000
if you
counted one quill without sleeping.
Unless your name is Kairos Duvalo from the Megan Baya.
Someone roll a perception check.
Divided by 4. 12. Natty 12 plus 14. 26.
All right.
28 total.
What, you only have plus 2 to your perception?
Plus 14.
Oh.
12, 26. 14, 26.
You think that Kairos is full of crap.
Do I roll? Can I roll?
You want to roll a deception check?
Yeah.
If you're nice. Lying, yeah, go ahead and roll it.
Nice.
Oh, you have to roll over 24. Damn. Did you roll over 24?
87.
Yeah. There you go.
There's that counting.
I think that's how, yeah. I think
that's how many, got to 1,000,000.
Yeah, I think that's how many quills he counted. Like that owl from the Tootsie Roll commercial.
One, two, three.
I literally referenced that today with somebody.
Well, what's it like growing up in a household full of gnomes?
Yes, Luton, what's
very
is your
noisy.
Life like?
Very noisy.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
36.
What?
Whoa.
That's
and
a
I
lot
thought
of
we
love.
Had the big litter.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's nuts.
What was your family life like?
Well, I started out with the gnomes, and I kind of had to adapt to their way of life. And, I mean, I didn't know any different since they found me.
You mean you didn't know any different?
I didn't know any different.
That was a good one.
Precisely. But after a while, the druids of Wildwood Forest took me in. And that's where I started learning how to communicate with nature and learn some of the magic from them. Did I ever tell you guys how I ended up with my rainbow shield beetle armor?
No, please tell us this.
So one day I was walking through the woods. It was after I'd finished my training in the druid camp. And I came upon a battle. And since I'm tiny, the battle was between beetles and ants, large ants, the biggest ants you've ever seen. And they were being decimated because the ants outnumbered the beetles. And I had just learned how to communicate with insects. And so I could hear them yelling out for help. And so I came over and I used my spells for the first time and obliterated the ants. I lit them all on fire with my favorite spell.
How many beetles did you kill in the process?
No, ants. I was on the beetle side.
How many friends did you burn?
There was a little splash damage.
What was the geopolitical reason for siding with the beetles?
Oh, good question.
No, I don't say that because I'm not there.
Okay. No, you're not there.
No.
What was the geopolitical
reason? Anyways, after the battle was over, the beetles were so grateful that they gave me some of the shells from their lost compatriots. And then I made them into my armor.
So you have
it's
been,
very strong.
You have been a hero from way back then.
I wouldn't say hero, but if someone needs help, I want to help.
I cannot think of a more heroic way to live your life.
Ants are nasty anyway. I don't like them. And so that's how I feel.
They are mega gross.
They're delicious.
Lots of protein.
The desert ants, you have to watch out for. The big ones, they're not so bad. It's the little ones.
Is this the car driver?
No, this is from Dune.
Yeah. This side, that guy! Okay.
Look, he has a tongue.
Just like in the prophecy.
You know, starring our friend Jeff from Big Campaign.
Where is the Wildwood?
Oh, it's in Idaho.
I know it's on our continent. Oh, it's north. Okay.
Right by Andoran.
It is not on your continent. It is on the map in Avistan, which is the northern continent. Garund is the southern one.
Yep.
Yeah, the Wildwood is... She's from the Tal'Dor side of the Wildwood Forest.
Cool.
To the Wildwood Forest.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the gnomes didn't know what to do with me, and so they passed me off onto the druid.
Fey kinship, because gnomes are fey and sorcerer sprites.
Then how did you end up with the gnomes? Maybe you already said
they
this.
Found me, and they so found I don't you. I don't know. Yeah.
When you were a child?
Mm-hmm. When I was a small sprite, a baby.
You were smaller than this?
No, sprites.
How adorable.
They size backwards. So when they're born,
they're enormous.
Yeah, like the size of a triceratops.
Gone.
Oh, that's straight up stupid.
Your mama must have been big.
Yeah, they just drag this giant womb around behind them on the ground. like those horrible carpenter ant.
Yeah.
That's how sprites give birth.
There is so much mystery surrounding all of us. Shimfall 5.
Yes.
Tell us about your dragon cat.
My elephant cat?
Yes.
Elephant cat.
Tell us about him. What is his origin?
I think I told that
we
story.
We know his origin was that flashback.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should listen to the Dice of Thunder podcast.
He's mad because you
He's
forgot.
He's telling you.
He's reminding you. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, now I remember.
You get a lot to say. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I want to know more about our characters. It's so fun.
Everybody does legitimately get a hero point for that.
Yay.
Thank you.
Except for Scott.
That's okay.
I already added mine.
I can lie about all my dice rolls, so we're good. When did you get one before?
You said hero point.
You said it earlier.
Did I? Yeah.
Yes. It seemed like
she looked at you and you were like, hero point.
He said it. We have three now.
Luton does.
The last one was the half joke.
Oh, and you got one because you said burned Greg. Yeah, so you guys over here on the left side.
No, before that.
And when he said everyone except for Duval gets a hero point. Yeah, but that was like a joke,
that.
I thought.
That was a joke. That.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, sorry.
You are the fun killer because that didn't seem like a joke at all.
It did not.
Well, you can't get four hero points.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I was listening to one of our cold opens about you weren't your shirt wearing a shirt. That was epic. That was awesome.
Great.
That was top.
I'm hilarious.
I love that he brought that back. What was it? 20? It took you 26 seconds to say something when he showed up.
So funny. Yeah.
He just came in looking like he just ran into Value Village and ran right back out.
You hurt him so bad he doesn't wear that shirt anymore.
Just down to one.
He cut all the sleeves off of them.
Yeah, they're sleeveless.
That's what I should do. No, this is one of the undershirts I'm wearing
just
right now.
It looks normal. There was an AARP joke in there. Because he was like, no, I got it from Costco. And we were like, same thing. That was so good. Like and subscribe.
You're just telling people what they already heard
four episodes ago? Maybe they just jumped in.
I mean, if you're Tim, it was earlier today.
Oh, wow, that's right.
He binged it all.
I'm sorry. That was so funny.
No, it was. It was a good time.
Oh, hilarious. Thanks for the hero point.
Like a leftover bowl of ice cream, it's not as good the next day.
If you put it back in the freezer. Duh.
I thought there was this thing called gamesmanship we were trying out. Is that?
Are we?
I don't know.
I remember
that
same episode saying that I was not in on Duval's bit.
Well.
What bit? Exactly. Well, camp is over.
Well, that was fun.
Aww. We go to sleep under the stars, kind of.
And you wake up the next day, you break camp. You did a good job with your survival and your stealth checks, so nothing comes to accost you in the middle of the night. I did roll a check to try to beat you, but...
I'm glad you didn't.
It's okay.
Dice of Thunder, baby.
What would you like to do?
We would like to head to the last stop in the gunworks.
I'm going to brush my teeth first.
Yes.
And then
do your daily preparations.
Daily preparations.
The caravaneer agrees to take you guys to the gunworks, and you head in that direction.
Awesome.
The trip doesn't take as long, riding the caravan. And on your way there, the caravan driver says,
well, you know, if you're out here in this area, you really need to watch out for giant types. There are all sorts of mutated ogres and trolls and giants in these areas, so to keep your eyes open.
Hmm. Then we must be alert at all times.
Yeah, the gunworks was responsible for thinning out their herd. The last time the Maw of Rovagug was ever fired was at the chieftain of the Slugs of the Wastes. They're ogres. They're not very creative. That's the best they could do, okay?
They seemed very disgusting.
Yeah, they are very disgusting. Let's just say the moniker fits. Anyway, we're arriving at the gunworks now. I'm going to head back to Alkenstar.
What was the result of the shooting at the chief?
Well, what do you think?
They thinned out the herd.
How long ago was that?
I think about 100 years or so.
So you're saying the Maw of Rovagug has not been fired in 100 years?
No reason.
That's crazy. I cannot wait to get there and shoot this gun.
I will point your attention to the map as you get to see for the first time the gunworks.
Yeah. There it is. Right on Lake Ustrati.
Right on the shores of Lake Ustrati. So you've been here before. Not in this exact spot, but you've been to Lake Ustrati.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an idea of how big the gunworks is, I'm going to draw a shape. I'm going to draw a square. You guys have seen squares on maps before in this game. I'm going to draw one square right in the middle.
A 5-foot square?
You see the square pop mm-hmm. up on your screen?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 50-foot square.
Whoa.
Well, I'm also there looking at the 10 ships by on the 10, docks.
Five. Yep, 5x5 squares. So
whoa.
What that tells you, Gil, is that the gunworks is several hundred, if not 1,000 feet across.
This place is huge.
In the shape of like a J, like an old boot.
I imagine like when you walk up to like a rock quarry and all the construction stuff, when you're looking at it from far away, and then the giant bulldozers and backhoes look like kids' toys.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at right now.
That's what it looks like.
That's how far away we are.
And another thing, too, to help describe what you're seeing here, it's perched atop a craggy hill on the edge of Lake Ustrati. It's a massive castle, and I mean massive. And it looks like a medieval castle. That's the type of technology they have to build structures and stuff in Galarian.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're looking at. There are three massive towers with inside the city walls, which are covered in crenellations and ramparts and defenses. On the northern edge of the gunworks sits the Maw of Rovagug. And I drew that 50-foot box. It's not as big as the Maw of Rovagug.
Right.
This gun is more than 50 feet long. It is this massive bombard cannon on top of a huge turret, so it can swivel in all 360 degrees.
Wow.
Currently pointing west by northwest, which was where it was last fired at these Slugs of the Wastes some 70-odd years ago.
That's nuts.
What's the process for aiming that thing?
Right. Good question.
Wow.
It is on a massive turret, so there is some mechanism employed there.
Hmm.
The walls of the keep are angular and jutting. It is built with one purpose, and that is defense. It's obvious from its creation, the location that it sits. It's strategically positioned on top of the hill, capable of withstanding any invading force, even without the massive bombard cannon.
What type of ammunition does that Maw of Rovagug shoot?
Good question.
Ships?
Yeah. No, like the ammunition, is it like
they're the size that they put boats in there and launch boats.
I suppose that would be
the size of the bullets.
I'll say that that's generally known knowledge. Okay. So it shoots huge cannonballs that are the size of your bedroom. So it can launch.
Is it rapid fire?
No.
That would be
shoot, I'm just
trying
reload.
Trying to imagine.
It's a one action reload.
I'm trying to imagine it taking down, mowing down a bunch of giants.
Well, I mean, it's accurate within 50 miles. I'm reading some of gun stats here. So 50 miles of accuracy, of effective range.
That thing has got to take an hour to reload.
And the whatever it is that they load into, they can load whatever they want into it. You can load an explosive. They can load a single metal ball.
It's a blunderbuss.
Yeah.
A really accurate blunderbuss.
You could load it up with all the junk and leftover rocks and stuff from the castle grounds, and it would shoot like a blunderbuss. but at a city.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
The acrid scent of gunpowder lingers over the fortress, spread through the wastes by a near constant breeze that wafts from Lake Ustrati.
Is that the breeze on the map, or is that like trail?
That's a the Those map. Like that's roads. A path down to the docks. So, Gail, just to help you understand what we're looking at here, Lake Ustrati is in the northwest. Picture a map in your mind. The northwest corner of it is a lake, and there are some docks up on this lake. Four of them, long piers. Some outbuildings by the docks, and then up a hill toward this, going southeast now, is the main gate of the gunworks, which is two giant doors that are 15 feet wide each door. So it's a 30-foot doorway to come up from the docks. You go inside there, there's several small buildings, three large towers, and the bombard cannon Maw of Rovagug, which sticks out taller than everything.
Mm-hmm.
The main exit of the gunworks encampment is two 20-foot doors to the southwest. So this is, the gunworks itself is shaped like a J, just without the hat on top.
No hat.
No hat on your J. I think it kind of looks like a stocking.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Like a weird boomerang. But anyway, it's a castle structure, and it's perfectly positioned at the very top of this hill, right up against the shore of Lake Ustrati. And so if you picture, you know, a fantasy castle in your mind, when I picture one in my mind, I automatically picture Neuschwanstein Castle in, is that how you say it?
Why are you asking me?
Because didn't you get stationed, weren't you stationed in Germany?
No, I married a German.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It's the same thing, but worse.
I think it's pronounced Neuschwanstein Castle. It's in southern Germany, Alpine Castle. That's what it looks like, only it's a wasteland, right? The mana wastes spread out, not some idyllic German landscape that's all pretty in the winter.
Beautiful countryside and trees.
No, yeah. this is a wasteland with a massive, beautiful castle on top of it.
Like Lord Farquaad's castle.
Yeah.
So this is actually where all of the guns for Alkenstar are manufactured, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Good job. That they were developed, the technology was developed in Dongenhold, and all of the manufacture of all firearms comes out of this location. That's where you guys are. So you head through the gates, and you notice immediately that there are shield marshals stationed outside.
Can I perceive if there's any broken hearts on them?
Roll a perception check, please.
Natty 20.
Nice.
Wow, natty 20. All right.
22.
14.
You don't have to roll.
Okay.
Mixed in with the shield marshals, you do see the occasional broken heart pin.
So we got some mixed company.
It's very seldom. In fact, not even 5%.
Oh.
You'd say
spies.
Yeah, the pin or the or a tattoo or something. It's very rare. And those shield marshals that are wearing it, they don't recognize the Shumfall of Five.
Oh, sweet.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
Another thing you notice are several, numbering about 100 or so, lead smiths.
Whoa.
Peppered in with the shield marshals, walking with shield marshals, working together with the shield marshals.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so that means shield mar... Okay, lead smiths we fought in at the gala. They were hired by hoity-toities. That's who they hire for their security. Why are they interacting with the shield marshals other than Loveless?
Maybe some hoity-toities are here.
Well, I don't think there'll be hoity-toities at the gunworks.
They also don't appear to recognize you.
Well, that's good.
Another thing, you rolled a natural 20 on a perception check, so I feel confident giving you a little bit more information. There are no wanted posters of any kind posted throughout the gunworks.
They don't know
interesting.
Us.
Like, this is Switzerland?
They seem, well, I would wager they seem to feel very confident that they could handle any problem that would come their way. Like,
fair enough.
Well, or they don't know that we are a thing.
Let me get an Alkenstar lore check from somebody.
I got some of that.
I don't have any of that. Can I use any kind of lore and, like, carry it over?
If you can make a case for it.
Yeah. So, Kairos has a cell phone.
Okay, what'd you get, Greg?
33.
33.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you know about Alkenstar, but also the mana wastes as a whole with 33, is that each of these holdings within the duchy operate like city-states. So Alkenstar...
So we're not wanted here.
Very independent from Martell, from the gunworks, from... And remember, you guys traveled to...
Or Cloud Reaver Keep.
Dongenhold's a good example. Cloud Reaver Keep. All of these things function under the duchy. Those are the five holdings of the duchy of Alkenstar. And they all sort of answer to the Grand Duchess, but operate independently in order to maintain local economy, local support.
They're like separate districts within
exactly
one Man, she area. Is a bigger deal than I thought then.
Yeah.
The Grand you Duchess.
Maybe remember her name. Say it, Greg. Say it right now.
Triata Russia.
Yeah!
Nice!
Negative one hero point. That wasn't funny.
It funnier I finally if you got remember. It right.
No. So then, I legit was since
very good.
Loveless is corrupt, how far up does the corruption go? I mean, she knows about it and seemingly doesn't, I don't know, it didn't seem like she cared.
Triata Russia?
Yeah.
Well, she said that she couldn't do anything about it because it's political.
Right.
There's a lot Byzantine bureaucracy at play here.
But it does appear that Loveless, not appear, there's definitely some Loveless spies here.
Yes.
And what we know one thing about Sauron is his spies have many eyes.
This
isn't the Lord of the Rings.
Right, right, yeah, it is.
But that revelation of why, if she knows, then why is it so hard? If we put this together, if all of these holdings act more independently, how difficult must it be for her to put out a country-wide controlling edict, right? Mm-hmm. She actually has to get permission or approval from each one of these holding locations.
Hmm. And when we talk to...
Not to be all geopolitical.
No, let's get into
so
it.
So is there like a...
When we, hold on, when we talk
yeah,
to...
Yeah, hold on, Jordan. Sorry, go ahead, Greg.
When we talk to the rich lady, who, I forgot her name now, who was supporting the bill, was that only for Alkenstar or was that for multiple districts?
Christia Tomben,
yeah,
that's only for Alkenstar.
Only for Alkenstar, okay.
Jordan, what were you going to say?
I was just going to ask, is there like a thing... over each district?
There sure is.
Come on, Skyrim, let's go.
That is a great question.
Yeah. A what?
A thane, like a ruler.
Some kind of local lord.
Like a governor.
Governor, yeah. Thane, if you want to be a complete nerd.
Do we I've never heard that word before in my life.
Do we know who the thane is of the Gunworks?
You don't know yet.
Okay.
But you will soon.
Okay.
As you go through the gates in the southwest corner of the Gunworks, you walk past a tower on your left and a sign, a rickety old wooden sign that looks an awful lot like a old Wild West town, you know, boardwalk sign.
Says, like a storefront.
Says Tower of Engineering.
Oh, you like that place.
Yeah.
There is a very large stockyard to your right where all of the caravans are kept, all the animals are cared for. And when I say very large, I mean it's 80 feet north to south and 200 feet east to west. To the right, as you go past the stockade, there's another square building, big building, 80-foot square. It's a tower, and that says Ravage Raiders above the door. There's a sign Ravage that says Raiders. Home of the Ravage Raiders.
It's like their unit call sign or whatever.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It is the Special Forces headquarters for the Shield Marshals.
Yeah, I went to high school with a Ravage Raider.
That makes sense. On the left, you see a typical Wild West saloon.
Oh, yeah.
And a sign, a rickety sign hanging off one broken chain that says The Last Stop.
Yep. Oh, the last stop. That's where we got to go.
Further off in the distance on the far, far end of the castle courtyard is the Tower of Metallurgy. And then there is a garrison tower that takes up half of the entire, like the elbow of the J. And then the manufactory, which is next to the Mav Rovagug.
Are there piano keys on the Mav Rovagug? Maybe that's how you fire it. Look at that.
It's a giant.
Oh, that's a stairwell.
Organ.
Oh.
That's those are stairs.
That's a regular sized stairwell that goes up from the ground. Yeah.
Enormous.
That's how.
No, it's a big... two story. Like, no, more than two story, because look how long those stairs are. We could go two by two, like shoulder to shoulder up those stairs, right?
Whoa.
That's even too big.
That's too big.
Yeah. So I shrunk Darnayru down to a tenth of his size on the map, and he's still three times too big.
This place is huge, and that gun is big.
That's beefy.
Beefy. Beef.
Say,
it's what's for dinner.
Big old gun.
As you approach the Last Stop saloon, you go up to the double swinging doors, saloon doors, and it's a large building that from the street you can tell there are rooms for rent. So it's also an inn. You're about to go into the front door and you hear a voice say,
"Turn over enough stones out here and you're bound to meet a rattlesnake."
You all simultaneously turn and look, and they're sitting in the shade where you couldn't see him, even though he's 11 feet tall, is a cyclops brandishing a pair of pistols.
Cyclops.
Ugly face.
And we'll see you next week.
Dang it.
He's going to need some Visine.
Well, somebody recognizes here. So that's how famous we are.
Oh, hey.
Okay. Well, thanks, Thunder Buddies.
Oh,
there are, no, you guys can run away. No, run. Hey. Go. Sprint away. Immediately.
I gotta download the next sound.
Say goodbye to our friends and fans.
Bye, Thunder Buddies. We'll see you next.
Bye,
Yellowers. Bye-bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.